Now I should be joined on the line by Barbara Delaney and Kem Malloy, who are head instructors of Fight Club Gym Kickboxing. Good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm not too bad. So Ken is there beside you, and we also have Nerys, who is a member as well.
Sorry, Nerys, she's also a training instructor as well.
Oh, right, okay, she's a training instructor as well. So there's loads of you going on, there's loads going on down there and loads of you working down there. So tell us a little bit about the gym itself. How long has it been? Where is it?
We're based down in North Strand, and we opened up down there in 2016. So we just recently have started a new ladies class, which we're trying to get more ladies involved in the sport. And there's another instructor who's involved in the club as well. His name is Colin Brennan, and he just couldn't be with us today. So, and we're, as I said, we do all different classes. We have senior classes, junior classes, and as I said, the all new ladies class.
Brilliant. And today we're kind of focusing on the ladies kickboxing. As we know, there has been an awful lot of women been attacked here in Ireland. So sometimes it is, I think it's a good idea to have a little bit of self-defence, whether, it'll work, on the time. But it's good to have something, for safety. Do you have many women, been interested in kickboxing? I would have always said it's more for men, but is there many women taking it up?
Well, at the moment, there's quite a few women in the class, and I think it's just something for, it's not like we don't do self defence classes, we do kickboxing classes, but yeah. I find that it builds confidence,
exactly.
That you're doing something, so as I said, we quite have a few ladies in the class at the moment.
Now, what age group are you talking about, Barbara?
The ladies' classes are for over 18, so anyone over 18. But we have junior classes from 5 all the way through to whatever age.
Brilliant. And what about the older ladies, like maybe over 50?
Yeah, no, as I said, we cater for all sorts. Anybody that comes in can have any experience, so it doesn't matter how old you are, you can go at your own pace. As I said, what we do is in the classes, everybody takes part. There's all circuits, pad work, and if you're, as I said, you can go at your own pace, so it doesn't matter if you have loads of experience, it doesn't matter if you have no experience. We take all kinds, and as I said, we just tell people, look, you just do it at whatever pace that suits you, and then there's also, if you want to compete, there's also competitions that if you did want to get into the sports side of things and get involved that way.
Now sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating going down to gyms and stuff like this, because there is a lot of younger people. For older women, do you do a special class for just that type of age group, for older men, older women?
Not at the moment, but we're actually open to doing something like that. But at the moment, we have there is quite a lot of older women in the class,
yeah.
So there's a mixture of both. Do you know what I mean? So we have all sorts that come in, and at the moment, there's a mixture of both in the class. So we open the ladies' class specifically for people who are intimidated going to a gym and stuff like that, so they'll find it easier if it's just all ladies in the class, because we find that some, as I said, would get intimidated going into a gym and seeing loads of guys and all,
Yeah. So kickboxing, in terms of if people are starting, what should they bring? What should they do before they do this? Should they be fit? Should they have been doing a little bit of a workout before doing kickboxing? Because to me, it's quite strenuous. Or have I got that wrong?
No, it would be, but basically when you're coming down first, as I said, we would have people from with all levels, and at the moment all the girls, because we've just started this class, there's a lot of new people in, so it's literally just you go at whatever pace suits you. So even if we're there to push you, but you only go as far as you're able to go yourself. There's no having to do anything before, so if you come down and you've never done anything before, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, so what should I expect if I go down for my first kickboxing class?
So you could have your first kickboxing class. We'll start off with warm-up, and from there then we start showing you all the basics, how to punch and kick, and then you get working on circuit, which you'll be practicing on the bike, so you get to practice all that you've learned. And but as I said, everything is all just whatever you can do, whatever pace you can go at, it's absolutely fine. There's no right or wrong in this, I mean, it's for everybody.
Okay, maybe I'll have a little chat with Ken there about grades and that.
How are you doing? How nice it is to be back on Near FM. I've been on in a while. Thanks very much for having us. Shout out to Leslie if she's out there now. She does the interviews with me.
Leslie's gone now, but she's always she's always in touch. Yes, great, Leslie. So you're an instructor as well there in the Fight Club gym.
No, I'm the head instructor.
You're the head instructor. The head instructor, really good. So tell us a little bit about grades. If people are more, I know a lot of people, a lot of ladies are probably into doing it for, the exercise.
Let me just tell you about the kickboxing. The kickboxing is a great martial art. It's great for self-defense. You think of boxing with kicks, that's the simplest way of thinking of it. Very practical, in the sense that if you need to use it in the street, you can use it in the street. Anyone can learn how to punch and kick. It's great for fitness. Great for sport. It's a great all-round martial art. You can do a lot with it. The grading system we do is my own grading system through their social. I found it a couple of years ago. Myself, Colin and Barbara developed it. We usually train for the grades around Christmas time. So more during the year, we're training through sport, keep you fit, and then from the, at the end of the year, then we do one grade. And you try for your black belt over the period of 3 to 5 years if you're interested in going that route.
Okay, so maybe but if someone just wants to do it for mainly exercise, maybe a little bit of self defence as well, and they're not interested in the grading or going down that road, is that okay?
No, that's no problem. Yeah, of course you can. Anything you want, martial arts is great. What you want to get out of martial arts, anything you want. You just want to go down and get fit, you go down and get fit. You want to go down and do it for sports, you can do it for a sport. You're going to want to go down and do it for a grading, you can go down and do it for a grading. All the instructors are graded, but there's a lot of fighters that have titles that wouldn't be graded. So a fight for a title is not necessarily the same as training for your grade.
Mm. And because this is kickboxing, do you do it in your bare feet or do you wear shoes?
Through COVID we're not allowed at the moment, but you're supposed to do it with your bare feet, but you use safety equipment on your feet and your hands. Like if you like boxing gloves on your feet, simplest way of calling it that.
Okay, so is it, what type of shoes would you wear on your feet then if you're kickboxing?
Well, they're special shoes, they're shilling inseps or the boots that they strap on with Velcro.
Okay, so what's not allowed in, like, the difference between boxing and kickboxing, like, it obviously is the kicking.
Boxing, you can't kick.
Yeah, exactly. So what's not allowed in kickboxing?
There's different disciplines of kickboxing. You can do light contact, which is light contact, full contact, which is full contact, and then your variations of full contact, international rules where you can do low kicks, or K1 where you can clinch a knee. So there's different levels and the different things you can decide what to do. So sometimes you might get a fight and it'll be a light contact fight, you might get a fight, it's a full contact fight. So it depends on the fighter, what the fighter wants to do. And by the way, you don't get thrown in 5 minutes and get asked out of the fight. You have to train a long time to get ready for a fight. And it's usually down to me or the other instructors to decide when you're ready. You just can't come up to rock up to an instructor and go, "Ken, I want to fight tomorrow." And I go, yeah, no problem, get into it.
I want to get this tension
now.
I want to fight with somebody. And come here,
you're more welcome. You come down to that gym. I was always telling Leslie as well to come on down. Leslie's kids were in the gym. You should come down as well. No problem.
I know. Well, you see, I come from a line of boxers. All my family are boxers, not kickboxers.
Oh,
now,
there
boxers.
You go. You're halfway there. All you need to go with the feet.
So I'm halfway there. Steve Collins is my cousin. My dad was a great boxer as well. So I
don't know the Collins. I'm from Cabot.
Right. So my dad was a great boxer as well. So he always used to say, not about me now boxing, but about my son, get him into the boxing, and he did for a while. But it is a great sport, very, very dedicated, very intense. And he was very young at the time. But I'd love to get him back into it. Is there belts for the kickboxing?
There is, yeah. And there's two different types of belts. There's your black belts, your grade given out is classed as a belt as well, and there's title belts as well. Barbara's actually brought a few of the belts over the years to the studio, And she's gone up to near. Barbara's a 7-time world champion.
Oh, very good. Well done, Barbara. And for women, are they... I know my own daughter was saying to me before, I want to do kickboxing. I was like, oh, I don't know. It's a little bit... You know, I know my family are boxers. I used to hate going to the fights. I used to just hate it. But she wanted to do it like that for self-defence, and I couldn't find a class for her. So it's great to know that you're just down there.
Nobody, not an awful lot of people know we're down here. When we launched the class a couple of weeks ago, a lot of ladies come down to us, and they were like, oh, we didn't know this place was down here, because we're down right at the end of it. Like, it's a small little road. You never even know we were there. And the studio's just kind of right in the corner at the very back of the train tracks. Look, and to dismay any fears that the likes of your daughter or anyone has, look, we are a very social club down there. People come in, we're very nice. My family's down there, my little girl, Larice. Say hello, Larice.
Hello.
Hi, Larice.
Larice is down there. And we're down there to show that any age, any type of person wants to come down and train, they're more than welcome. If you want to come down and do it just to test the water, dip your toe, come down and test the water, dip your toe. Come on in, have a look.
Yeah.
If you're an experienced fighter that's coming from a different area, maybe a different country, you want to continue your training, that's there as well. If you're an older person, I'm not kidding anymore myself, you can come down, you train with us, and you're more than welcome. And let me just tell you as well, if you're the type of person as well who is a lady but doesn't mind training with guys, the option is there to train with the guys. The guys' class is on Wednesday and Friday, and I'm wrong for even calling it the guys' class. It's a senior class, which was always there all the time for the last number of years, where ladies and guys can train together. But we've seen a niche that was that we wanted to explore by having the ladies on their own, for anyone who was slightly intimidated by the guys, to have their own special class on the Tuesday and the Thursday. But that doesn't mean the ladies can't come down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. That's completely open to them. Jennifer did it, my older daughter, who's often been in the studio with me as well, and Larice is doing it, Larice training for fights. She's in there teaching away, helping me, helping Barbara in all the classes. There's kids' classes there. We do two different types of kids' classes. We do a younger kids' class from about, 5 to 10 after those, and then from about 10 to the early teens, we have kids there. I take kind of the later teens. Barbara looks after the younger teens. They're accommodated for down there as well. So there's all age groups, there's everything going on down there. If anyone wants to come down, stick your head in the door, have a look, have a chat with us. We're not big ogres, we're not big brutish guys, we're normal human beings.
Brilliant.
You're more welcome to come down.
So where exactly are you? North Strand, is it?
I'm going to give you back to Barbara, but just before I do, we're just going to bring in Larice and say hello, because
I
want the kids to know that it's accessible to them.
Yeah.
And Larice is a prime example of one of me. Larice got her black belt about 2 years ago.
Right.
She's training for fights. She's second year in school. She's a normal kid, and she comes down and helps out. So she's one of their own. Hey, Larice. Say hello.
Thanks, Ken. Hi, Larice. How are you?
Yeah, I'm grand.
Great.
So not cute today, especially for the interview.
Tell us a little bit about, I know you, Ken is your dad, but as a girl, how old are you?
I'm 14. I'm just gone 14 like a month ago.
Brilliant. So how many years are you doing this?
Doing she could walk, I had her in, really.
Yeah. Really. And Narice, for girls and ladies who are listening today and feel, like your dad was saying, a bit intimidated maybe because of its kind of, was classed as a men's kind of sport, it's great to see that you have Tuesday and Thursday just for ladies. How would you encourage young girls like yourself to come down and give it a go?
Yeah, she's got a bit shy of me. Just speaking on that, most of the champions from Fight Club Gym are ladies. Larice herself, just before the pandemic, she was training, she became an Irish European champion. Barbara, as I said, is a multi-time champion, a 7-time world champion. My other daughter, Jennifer, she's Irish European and world champion. There's nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be embarrassed of, and you're more proud to women to come down to the gym. There's lots of scope for them to come down. It's a great sport, but and these ladies are proving that it can be done. So come on down, try it. You know what I mean.
So what time on a Tuesday and Thursday is it on?
Hang on, I'll pass you back to Barbara.
Okay.
It's on at 7 p.m. 7 o'clock on a Tuesday and Thursday.
Great, and that's for beginners. If you have never done kickboxing in your life, you can just go down and give it a go.
Absolutely, yeah, no problem.
Brilliant.
And I'll give you my phone number, that if anybody wants to get in touch, is that okay?
Yeah, brilliant. Go ahead.
So it's 086.
Yeah.
1500.
Yeah.
668.
Great, I'll give that out at the end of the show as well. So you're doing great work down there, and do you know what? It's a great thing to have for the children of the community as well. So they're not sitting in; they have something to do. Get them off the couch, get them off the Xbox, and get them training a little bit. Because we know there's an awful lot of children who have obesity because they're not getting the exercise in that we used to all have years ago. So it's great. But is it just specifically for around the North Strand? Where exactly are you situated?
We're actually on Strandville Avenue, which is just a couple of turns away from the fire station down there.
Oh.
And then it's just up the top of Strandville Avenue on the right-hand side, just under the railway arch.
Right down
to the very end
of
the road.
Right down the very end.
We take people in from everywhere. So we've one kid coming in from Port Marnock, so we've people coming in from everywhere. So it's not just for the North Strand. It's just anybody that wants to come, we would take anybody.
It's great. Because as I said, I was looking for a kickboxing club for ladies. I couldn't find one, so I'm delighted to see that it's there now. I'll let it out. I'll let my daughter and our friends know because they're really interested in doing it. But it's great that you have it from a young age as well, from five. You don't take under fives, 5 to 10, is it?
No, about five is about right. Just a five, just a little older.
Yeah.
Is probably the proper age of that. May I just shout out to any former members out there that might have just let their training lapse. Don't think that if you let your training lapse because you got a bit lazy over the pandemic and maybe enjoyed a few chocolates or whatever, that you don't want to come back down and train. The door is always open to us, you know. We're like, come on back down, get back at the training. We're always there.
Yeah. Ken, do you get any government funding?
We mainly keep going with subs from the door. We also get help off Bruce McDevitt a little bit.
Bruce McDevitt, he's the sports coordinator down in the North East Inner City, and Dublin City Council have been quite good and have been very good as well.
But mainly it's me, Barbara and Colin that keep the place afloat through mainly subs. We founded it a couple of years ago. We used to train up in Pusher Street in the party centre. And then we decided to open a full-time studio. And when you get down, you'll see what I mean. To go in the door, you just see a sign over the door and you think, oh, what are we going into here? But it opens up like the TARDIS out with Doctor Who in the back. And it's a full decked out studio. Like it's got rings, it's got weights, it's got mirrors, it's got proper sound system, it's got you name it, it's decked out. We are fully decked out. We've a proper gym down there.
Ken, some night bring the recorder down and interview some of the ladies if they were willing to do
it. Listen, I would love that. We'd all love that. You're more than welcome down. Anyone is more than welcome down at any time to come down and have a look.
Just speak to the ladies themselves to encourage other ladies to do it, because as I said,
I think they love that. We're really heavy in pushing the girls at the moment, and they seem to be enjoying it as well. And that's the main thing. You want to come down and have a bit of fun. It's like, I'm not standing there like a big buka, like your man at Waraki going, you must weed me, you know. None of that kind of rubbish is going on down there. We're having a laugh. The girls are enjoying it. They're learning the sport. They're learning an art at the end of the day. It is good for self defense. Yes, it is good for confidence and awareness. And if they want to progress in the sport or even the grading system down the road, it's open to them. It's there.
And as I said, we've had nearly two years of, you know, a horrible 2 years. So something like this, you need the boost, you need a laugh, you need the exercise, and just get out. And it's, as I said, it's on the north side. It's near enough to us here. Do you have a Facebook page?
We do.
It's Fight Club North Strand.
At Fight Club North Strand.
I'm not big on all this kind of electrical stuff, but what's the...
If you just look up Fight Club on Instagram, I think you should find
it. There you go.
Okay, simple enough. Great. Listen, I'll talk to you real soon. I'm keep in touch, Ken, Barbara, and let us know if there's anything going on. But I'm going to come down one day. I'll ring you before I come down and try and get a few of the ladies to talk to us. It'd be great to see, to hear their opinion, how they're
getting
on. Yeah,
that sounds fantastic.
Great.
That's so good.
Great. Okay, listen, thanks a million for talking to us today, Nirvan, and we'll talk to you
again real soon. Bye-bye. Thanks very much for having us.
Keep up the good work. Bye. See you. Bye-bye.